One day, about 20 years ago, I happened to be at the funeral of a friend's mother in my small hometown in Kentucky. While I was there, I recognized an old friend that I hadn't seen in many years, Carrie Sharp. I noticed that he was walking with a cane these days and wondered what happened. Then I suddenly realized that he was missing one of his legs from the knee down. We locked eyes and sat down to talk for a while. I hadn't heard of his accident, although I should have, as he was quite well known in our little town. Little did I know that he was about to tell me something that I truly would not know what to think about. One day, Carrie and his friend, Jean Warner, had just wrapped up working on the farm for the day. It was hot and sunny outside, and they were hoping to take a spin into town on their motorcycles for lunch. They took off, and Carrie soon passed Jean in a hurry with the warm summer air rushing over him. He accelerated way beyond the speed limit for that curvy country road. Jean wasn't even trying to keep up at this point, as Carrie was going way too fast. He stayed behind, but was close enough to be able to see what was ahead. Carrie headed into a curve directly into the path of an oncoming truck. The truck swerved, trying to miss Carrie, but due to his speed, it was just impossible to fully miss him. It happened in less than a blink of an eye. Carrie hit the truck, ripping his right leg off from the knee down, and was violently thrown over the handlebars of his bike, over the truck, and into a nearby field. Jean immediately stopped and called 911. Carrie was in very serious condition when the helicopter landed to transport him to the nearest Level 1 trauma center at University of Louisville Hospital. He had lost a great deal of blood as he had severed a main artery in his leg. Plus, he had multiple injuries from being thrown into the field so forcefully. It is absolutely a miracle that he survived that accident.